Hello, it's Miss Beatrix. I'm here to start off this audio by saying listener discretion is advised. So if you are easily offended, I suggest you just press stop now and move on. This audio is a role play fantasy audio for adult entertainment and harm prevention purposes. All of it is a work of fiction and nothing has a basis in reality. This is not to be used as encouragement or instruction. And this audio is not to normalize these depictions, but give others a safe, legal, and consensual outlet. So I hope you enjoy. My story is not your typical kind of story. I fell down a really bad hole and I still can't seem to get out of it. I'm so embarrassed and ashamed of myself. But there's a part of me that's so addicted and can't pull myself out of this hell, no matter how hard I try. I'm addicted to child porn. I didn't even seek it out myself. It just fell into my lap and I can't get away from it now. If I'm being honest, I still seek it out now, like a lot. It's all I do when I'm not working. It's like a fucking drug I can't get away from. I never would have even thought about it a couple months ago. I didn't even consider myself a pedophile. But I guess I am now. And I'm the worst kind, too. The child porn addicted pedophile. So I guess I'll start from the beginning with my story. I was a phone sex worker, and I talked to men all day long about a variety of different fetishes and kinks. I thought I knew it all, but I mean, I had to teach myself about fetishes that I didn't know existed because those guys were like into some wild stuff. I can't tell you how many times I role played that I'm a man's mommy. Didn't even know that was a thing really until now. Or the amount of straight men in relationships that secretly crave sucking cock. Oh my gosh, I would spend my whole day talking about those fetishes. But anyways, so one day I had a man approach me on the phone sex side about a role play scenario. He asked if I would role play that I was a mom of a little girl that was 7 years old. I didn't think anything of it. I figured it was some kind of MILF situation he was after. But then he revealed that I would be his accomplice, encouraging him to molest and have sex with my daughter. And it felt wrong to role play, but then I thought to myself, I mean, it is role play, it's a fantasy. I even checked with him about it. He ensured me that he was not into hurting kids, but he sought out role plays within the scenario with sex workers to work out the obsession he had. He told me that I was helping his urges. So I thought, okay, cool. I'll be helping this guy not touch a kid. I mean, how could I say no to that? So we ended up role playing a lot, actually. And I'll admit, it was pretty hot. I enjoyed hearing how hot it made him whenever I encouraged him to molest and rape a little girl in a fantasy. It was so enjoyable to trigger him with certain words. Really fucking hot, actually. And I wish my story would have just ended here. But it didn't. This guy told me that he was going to refer me to one of his online buddies that was into this particular age play. So he got in contact with me, and the first time we chatted, I don't know, there was something off about him. he was different than the first guy. Hard to explain how. He was just less concerned with the role play and just much more graphic, more realistic, I guess. And I went along with the phone call, and after we got off the phone, he sent me a link and told me to have a look at the young girl he was talking about on the phone call. The link looked really funky too, like weird spellings, a domain I had never heard of, so my instinct was to ignore and just move on. Here's the thing though. For the rest of the day, the fact that that link was still there in my DMs haunted me. And not in an illegal way, but in a way that I had this evil voice inside my head telling me to just open it. A curiosity, I guess. But a few more days went by, and I guess my reputation as a pervy age play phone sex worker was going around or something. I was getting all kinds of calls that were just about men and or me touching and fucking underage girls. And I'll admit, the more I talked about it with these guys, the more turned on I got. I was loving the idea of using pretty little girls as sex toys, and the way the men came on the phone with me, my goodness, it was intoxicating. It was like when these men were thinking about little girls, they came so much harder. They were like animals, and that turned me on even more. And guess what was still haunting me? That suspicious link. One night I was extremely horny after having these hot phone calls all day long. I needed to make myself come, so I pulled up some porn, really just whatever pops up on the home screen of any free porn site. That was, you know, my boring routine. I couldn't get that link out of my head though. I couldn't get the image of a little girl being raped out of my head. I had talked about it all day. So I turned off the porn and went straight to that link and got the guts to open it. I had my vibrator in my hand on my clit, and I pressed play. And what I saw, it literally changed my life. There was this preteenage girl, so innocent and so beautiful, but she was completely nude and was kneeling down on her knees. And then all of a sudden, a grown man's hard cock comes into the camera frame and forces it into this child's mouth. I was in shock at what I was seeing, but God, was I so turned on. I kept watching, rubbing my vibrator on my clit, completely sucked into this child porn on my screen. It felt so fucking wrong watching a little girl choking on a grown man's cock, but fuck, it was so hot. The video transitioned to a point of view shot where there was just a hard cock standing at attention, and these thin little legs straddling on top of him. And before I knew it, I was watching the most beautiful petite child pussy lips spreading open for a grown man's cock. This is truly where I was hooked. It was so fucking hot. The sight of her tiny puffy pussy lips spreading wide open to take a hard grown man's cock. And those little lips sucked in inch by inch until she couldn't take any more. And then this little child, a preteen, started bouncing on his cock. And I came the hardest I've ever came in my whole life. Like literally ever. I was so hooked. I think I replayed this video at least 10 times, giving myself orgasm after orgasm. Once I was done, I closed my laptop and I just couldn't believe myself. I had just came multiple times to child porn. I was tainted. Yeah, I was so aroused by what I saw. I was also just so disgusted with myself. But I had an urge. I had an urge to want more. So the next day, I woke up feeling even more disgusted with myself. I deleted the video and tried to erase what I could from my mind. I figured I could force it out of my mind. I went out and I ran a couple errands, tried to act like a normal person, like someone who hadn't just did the most unspeakable thing ever. But here's where it got even more fucked up. Every time I saw a little girl in public, I was either undressing her with my eyes or that preteen pussy spreading for cock haunted my memory. I was so disgusted with myself. I felt like a goddamn predator, some sick pedophile. Here were these innocent little girls in public, and my mind was turning them into something sexual. I got home. I figured I probably shouldn't do phone sex or do age play, role play that day. I was just trying to get away from it. So I figured a good idea would be to watch regular grown adult porn. I think I spent like 30 minutes trying to come, but I couldn't. I tried thinking about my favorite sex partners from the past. Past sexual experiences that I often revisit in my mind when coming, but that didn't work. I think I had spent like an hour trying to orgasm this sickness for little girls out of me. I couldn't stop thinking about underage girls and child porn. I was like this sex-crazed maniac, like a drug addict. I hopped online and I messaged a guy that sent me the link. I told him I'd opened his video and I needed more. So of course he came back with several videos and called me a pedo slut. And so like any pedo slut, I spent hours watching the videos he sent me. They were all girls around preteen age, all of them so fucking perfect and cute. All of them getting fucked and raped by pedophiles. I'll never forget this one video where a dude had this girl in a sex swing. This little preteen girl in a sex swing. She had to be like 9 years old. And he was just violently ramming the swing onto his cock. I mean, he was fucking this little preteen like she was an adult porn star. I can't tell you how many times I came to that video. Just unbelievable. I've never been addicted to drugs, but I imagine this is what it's like. Just every explicit image I saw of a little girl getting dick just sent electric currents through my whole body, just full on dopamine rush. But the come down was hard. Every time I always hated myself, felt like a monster. I started to not even look myself in the mirror because I was so disgusted with myself. But then the night would fall and there I was again, asking that man for more videos like a crack addict getting my fix. I came to terms that I was a filthy pedo slut and that I was addicted to seeing children get fucked. If people knew, they would burn me at stake, but I didn't fucking care. I needed more. I never masturbated this much. I was turning into some child porn addicted, pedo pussy rubbing, gooning maniac. It got so bad that I craved young girls, like younger ones. I wanted to see ages 4, 5, 6, tiny little angels getting destroyed. I craved those puffy little lips. I craved to hear their little girl moans, their untouched, perfect bodies. I was fascinated with the men using them. I wanted to know if it was their uncles, dads, or just some random pervert. The first time I saw a 5-year-old naked, I was obsessed. They were like little dolls, so perfect and cute, yet I was so mindfucked that I thought their bodies were sexy, their tiny little frames and underdeveloped body parts. And I loved seeing their precious bodies splattered with cum. That was my favorite. I wanted to see that perfect porcelain skin ruined with a man's cum, painted with cum. I craved to be there, licking the cum off those young little bodies, or even sucking cum right from their stretched pussy holes. I was obsessed mostly with child pussy. The thought of what their fresh little cunts taste like consumes my mind, and how tight those little holes would feel around my finger while I penetrate them for the first time. I so badly wanted to know what the image looks like of a little girl face deep between my legs, licking my pussy. Or even what it's like to teach them to scissor me, rubbing those perfect little pussies, those perfect child pussies against my pedo pussy. I am so obsessed with little girls. But yeah, that's my story of how I ended up here. So it's nice to meet you. How old did you say you were? 19 years old? Perfect. You're gonna make the perfect prison cellmate. Why don't you show me that barely legal cunt of yours?